You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG.
The state of our union.
If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Unemployment is the lowest in history. Poverty has been eradicated. Crime is non-existent. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks. Give thanks.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Youth Critic Reacts. I am your host, Kale Smith, and today we are going to be talking about, I don't even hate this movie. I think it's fine. I just sighing because I'm like, dang it. We're going to be talking about Rupert Wyatt's Captive State. So, Captive State is a massive failure bomb at the box office. It's probably going to be out of theaters by the time this episode goes out, or even close to it. I think it's very unfortunate because I think it's a fascinating film, and it would have been better off if it was on Netflix. And now I'm going to talk to you all about why maybe Netflix is more important than people are giving it credit for. Roll the controversy in. So you're probably wondering, what is Captive State about? Especially if you're talking about it and it's bombing. And it'll be probably out of theaters in the next week or two. So Captive State is about an alien invasion that has happened. These aliens who, I don't remember what they're called. They're called in the movie, like after the fact, they're called legislators, but we don't really get another like alien name for them. So the legislators have invaded Earth, like in present time, and then we cut to 10 years later as we get kind of text scrolls of like how they have invaded Earth. They're taking over our natural resources. Essentially, they have colonized our Earth, if you, you know, believe in such a thing. So we cut to, you know, 10 years later in Chicago as we follow a group of characters as they're all, like, living in this environment. And you see a group of, you know, kind of people that are opposing the alien force, and you just see regular people just trying to work and make it through. And that's basically what the movie is about. It's about this, it's a little like slice of life story about these characters who are living through, an alien apocalypse as they're trying to, you know, gather enough group of people together to basically, you know, light a bomb that will, you know, basically boost morale in the human race to, you know, fight back and resist the human race. The alien race that has invaded us. And that's really what the plot is. The problem with the plot is there are so many characters in this movie, and they're known in the movie as insurgents. And the problem is we don't get enough characterization about them. We don't know how they are all connected to the storyline, and we don't know exactly how it all fits into, you know, how they all are connected. We just know that bits and pieces, like, they are all somewhat, like, they all kind of, you know, were school teachers or police officers or, you know, ex-military at some point. but we don't know how fully they're connected in all of their character relationships to each other until the very, very end of the movie. And I think that's kind of the problem with the movie, is that you kind of need to see this movie twice in order to kind of, A, to see it to basically follow along the mystery of who are these characters and how are they all related, and also how did this insurgency come about, and why are they all, and why is everyone seemingly so connected to every single person in the story? And then you have to watch it to understand, and then you have to watch it a second time knowing how the characters are related and how they're all connected to each other in order to fully grasp like the full drama of what's going on and what has happened. And I feel like that's kind of, and that is problematic, because you're watching it in a theater rather than watching it on your television or Netflix, where you could watch the movie for, you know, just the simple membership of a subscription and, or the simple price of a subscription. And after you watch the movie, you can rewatch it. Whereas in a theater, you have to pay the movie. You have to pay almost $30 to see the movie twice. So I feel like that. And also, I feel like, you know, because this is an original sci-fi mid-level budget movie, it wasn't ever going to get enough, you know, ground or even enough support to get off the ground, even though it is listed from the director of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, who is a good director on his own right. Rupert Wyatt has been a really good director, and he's actually been attached to a lot of interesting projects over the years. He actually just got off of the Halo TV series project. But that's beside the point. But Rupert Wyatt has been, has made some very interesting choices with this movie, because by keeping all the characters at bay and just focusing on the insurgency and how basically this new level of, how basically this kind of new ground level of, terrorism towards the alien race has evolved, it made some more thematic story, because you're interested in following these insurgents. You want to know more about them. However, in an hour and 47 minute movie, you don't get enough. You don't get a whole lot about them until the very end of the movie. I won't spoil the whole end of the movie, because I still want people to check it out, but that's basically the problem, is you kind of just need to see this movie twice in order to basically understand why everything is, why everyone's connected, why everyone is good friends, and how everyone, you know, and how, you know, these group of ordinary people became basically insurgents and basically the, you know, the beginners of a new war, a new global war. So, and on top of that, the movie also feels like a concept movie, where it feels like there should have been a whole trilogy and maybe even a TV show about it, but no, we're just getting an hour and 47 minute movie, and yeah. It's a weird movie. I like it basically for the reason why it's a movie that you have to watch. I kind of just like it because you have to watch it twice. Like, there's no, and yes, I haven't seen it twice for my own reflect before this review, but I still plan on rewatching it just so I can see if my theory works at all. Other than that, It's a fine sci-fi movie. It's very dour. It's dark. It's not that much fun to watch. But I think it's still a compelling movie, especially now in looking back at like how everything unfolds. So with that, let me get to my next part of this conversation and why Netflix matters. So after the Oscars and Roma had won like 3 awards, everyone's kind of, especially Spielberg, is like kind of questioning the validity of Netflix and it should it be eligible for Oscars, especially if it's not, especially if it's not putting all of its films in release and kind of following the same theatrical rules that the that theaters have to follow. And is now proposing the idea of creating a 3-month rule that a theater has to stay in theater, a movie has to stay in theaters in order to be eligible for the Oscars, which would kind of put Netflix out of the loop because even though they put their movies in independent theaters, they only stay in independent theaters for like a week or two most of the time. So it would put Netflix in a pretty tight spot. The reason why I feel like Netflix is important is because, you know, for movies like Captive State and Annihilation, and even recently with Steven Soderbergh's recent movies, High Flying Bird, Unsane, and Logan Lucky, these are movies that are not going to be hits. They're not, you know, the standard... They're not the standard blockbuster fare. They're not going to, you know, break even. They're not the genre movies that, you know, people are seeking and looking for. And I think for something like Netflix or Hulu or even Amazon Prime, I think it gives filmmakers that advantage to tell, not necessarily less genre stories, but to tell more mid-range budget movies that wouldn't have got made unless they were, like, in the Blumhouse model of, like, that $3 to $10 million budget. And also, not only, you know, and even if they did, there's not a good chance that a lot of people would see it. I mean, even a movie I had talked about recently on the Waffle Press with Diego Crespo, Love, Simon, it only cost $10 to $17 million, but still only made $66 million worldwide. So it doesn't guarantee that the most people will go see it. And every filmmaker wants the most eyeballs to look at their film. So looking back at Captive State, I think if Participant Media had sold the distribution rights to Netflix or Amazon instead of Focus Features, and then Netflix builds almost like a J.J. Abrams marketing campaign for Captive State, I think it would have been as big of a hit as something like Bird Box or Bright All the Boys I've Loved. So, and that's my own opinion. I feel like Netflix kind of gives smaller studio fare movies that, you know, that window, that distribution window to be out and, you know, for viewers and people to go out and to go and see in their own home. That's why, you know, Alfonso Cuarón went with, you know, Netflix instead of something like Focus Features or a different independent company to, you know, distribute his movie, is because in the end, a lot of filmmakers care more about getting the most eyeballs to look at their film. That's really in the end why I think something like Netflix does exist. Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are not perfect. I mean, that's very obvious. And it doesn't help that they don't have a whole, like, bunch of classics, and that the Criterion has to essentially create their own streaming site just so their collection can be seen. So yeah, it's not great. It's not perfect, but I think Netflix gives the best window, and I think that's why the Oscars should still consider them, even though the Oscars has more problems to deal with than Netflix. Or even any streaming site. So with that, that's kind of my thoughts on the Netflix situation, while also my review of Captive State. Other Other than that, thanks everyone for listening. I will come back in a little while, in a few days, because I'm seeing Us tonight as of this recording, and then I'm seeing Shazam on Saturday because of the Vandago early access screening that they're doing. Other than that, thank you all for listening, and I will be back with you hopefully either Sunday or Monday for reviews for Us and Shazam. Thanks, everyone. I'll click back with you soon.
Give thanks.
Please rise to greet our legislature.